The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Uh-oh. Oh, I don't like these emails. I don't like them. Initials, FR, writes, Dr. Dahlia, I've been married to my wife for 10 years. I plan to leave her after much thought. How do I go about broaching the subject? Are you kidding me? Really? You haven't thought about that? You've been married to her 10 years. You know how to talk to your wife better than me. I love giving that advice. I love giving marriage advice, and I hate giving divorce advice. Hate doing that because I don't want people getting a divorce. I wish this wasn't through an email. I wish you could call in because, boy, I got a lot of stuff to, I got to cross-examine you here for a little bit. Okay, number one is why after 10 years is the marriage over? Why? What went wrong? Who went wrong? Is somebody cheating? You know, why does the marriage have to end? You know, not that I want to talk you out of it, but that will help us, I guess, form a discussion or a speech if that has to be made. Now, you know, as a woman, okay, if my husband was planning a way to break it to me, okay, I don't need, you know, I don't need anyone to beat around the bush. I need, just tell me what the hell is going on. Okay, so being direct is important. However, I do understand how you want to make sure you engage the person so you have as much talking time as possible. So if you walk into the room and go, babes, I'm out of here, see ya. What? You want to leave me? What? You want to leave me? Okay, that's not going to work. Or if you, you know, she's like, oh, you know, I can't wait. You know, we've got the weekend coming up. We're going to do so much fun stuff and we're going to whatever. Honey, I want a divorce. What? You're leaving me? Yeah, that's it. I want a divorce. What? Well, I don't want to. Okay, well, let me tell you why. No. Really? You spring this on me like that? So, you know, I think know what she's going to want. Is she going to want to know a why? Is she going to want to know where, how, etc.? Okay? And so the conversation can't be a single conversation. Now, what I always recommend is marriage therapy, even if the marriage is going to break up, because I've never been in a divorce, thank God, all right, but from what I see, when couples divorce, it's bad, and nobody guides them except the attorneys, and, you know, even though I know we have a place for attorneys, some of the things I see happen doesn't make sense. You know, and like, for example, if two people want to amicably do a divorce, let's just, you know, split everything down the middle, we get the paperwork done, whatever, you know, you would think that it would be easy to do that, but it's not. One side gets an attorney, the other side gets an attorney, and usually things are pretty amicable in the beginning, and then it starts to get worse and worse and worse. And I'm not accusing all attorneys of this. However, you know, some attorneys may find that it's a little bit more lucrative dragging it on, increasing time spent with client, increasing what they could get for the client. So now you have another party involved to help themselves. And then it starts, you know, really going downhill. We're right now seeing a couple look like, all right, going to be amicable. We'll live together, split everything up, but we'll each have separate attorneys. And now it's a fight over custody. When did that happen? They were going to share the kids. When, now we have a custody battle? Why? What went wrong? What happened from, all right, we're going to break up amicably make this go as easy as possible, to now this person is a crappy parent. What happened? All right, and you know, maybe the lawyers are unfortunately blamed, and maybe, you know, taking the blame, innocently blamed, but, you know, you wonder, all right, when you have another party involved that's actually getting paid for this to happen, all right, do they get paid if it's quick, simple, and easy and over within a couple weeks, or do they make more money the more that occurs, the bigger the case? So, you know, I would suggest, if you think it's going to start going down that path and there's kids and everything, start getting some family therapy. Because if the breakup is abrupt, all right, that's going to be half damaging. The other damage is really going to hit when the fighting starts and the divorce proceedings go. And it shouldn't happen. The kids don't need to go through that. The parents don't need to go through that. You know, one of the reasons why we're having marriages start to drop off drastically, you're seeing so many people avoid marriage, is because they're afraid of a divorce. What the hell kind of thinking is that? But that's the logic that society dictates right now. A divorce is going to be so bad, is going to be so cruel. I read an article where the Robin Williams suicide was based on his divorces and how they financially ruined him. You know, so when you hear that, people are so afraid of the divorce, they're like, oh, no, I won't even get married. You know, and that's not the way it should be. Now, I understand, if you don't want to marry somebody, don't marry somebody, but don't not marry a person because you're afraid a divorce is going to be that bad. And I don't think divorces have to be that bad. The majority of divorces, when they happen, okay, can really happen amicably, okay? Let's just split all the assets down the middle. You could keep your knickknacks, I could keep mine. Maybe what we'll do is, okay, I have an Xbox. You want an Xbox, why don't we go get you the Xbox? Does everybody, you have a car, I have a car. Why do I want that car? Because it's nicer. Well, how about we do this? You get the nicer car, but then I get the miles on the credit card. You see, or something. I think a lot of people could do it themselves. And I'm not saying to do a divorce yourself, because, you know, many of you will need legal counsel. And I'm not here to say don't get legal counsel, etc. But if you are going to have that conversation with your wife, I want to leave. I would say start therapy. One is to figure out why you guys want to leave to begin with, and two is to help the transition of that. Okay? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDAI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so if you have a mutation in a single little baby gene, it is linked to lower cholesterol levels and a 50% reduction in the risk of heart attack. The gene is called NPC1L1. And the reason why this gene is so exciting is because it's the target of the drug ezetimibe, which is Zetia. Zetia is used to lower cholesterol. Now, everybody inherits two copies of most genes, right? One from the mommy and one from the daddy. In the study, the researchers found that people with one inactive copy of that NPCIL1, appear to be protected against high LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol. And then, therefore, coronary artery disease, which narrows your heart arteries and causes heart attacks, etc. According to Futurity.org, they quote Nathan Stitzel, a cardiologist at Washington University School of Medicine, and says, this analysis demonstrates that human genetics can guide us in terms of thinking about appropriate genes to target for clinical therapy. When people have one copy of a gene not working, it's a little like taking a drug their entire lives that is inhibiting this gene. All right? So that's kind of, you know, a nice thing to have. Okay? I told you guys, you know, you can't choose your parents. And, you know, if you have high cholesterol and stuff, you may want to smack them upside their head. No. Don't be smacking your parents. The investigators looked at genetic data from large clinical trials to find individuals with naturally occurring mutations in this NPCIL1 gene that completely shut it down. They looked at, you know, data from about 113,000 people. They said only 82 had the mutation that shut off one of the copies. Nobody had both copies shut off, because that's like really, really rare. All right. So they think one out of 650 of us carry an inactive version of it, which means we have that protection. So this is a gene mutation. The mutation used to be thought of as something bad. It mutated to something bad. Well, this is a mutation that's good. It's being reported in the New England Journal of Medicine. They found that people with only one of those genes had an average of 12 milligrams per deciliter lower of LDL, the bad cholesterol. That could protect you a lot. Now, when you take Zetia, it'll lower your LDL about 10%. So, they say 82 people with inactive copies had about half the risk of the coronary artery disease as people with the two copies, etc. Now, what does this mean for you? Should you just take Zetia? Well, Zetia is good, but it's not 100%. And it's interesting that Zetia is involved in this, maybe because maybe the pharmaceutical company might have also helped put some money to study this. I'm not sure. But Zetia works a little bit differently than the other medications. The other medications, like the HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors, the other type of cholesterol medications, stop you from making cholesterol. What ezetimibe does, or Zetia, it prevents you from absorbing. It blocks dietary cholesterol. Now, how does that work? Well, it works by inhibiting that gene's protein, the NPC1L1 protein. So, I noticed some people, the Zetia did nothing. For other people, it did good. And I'm like, wow, you really need that. You know, and I'm like, and of course, Zetia isn't generic. So a lot of my patients now under Obamacare, they can't get it, unfortunately. So I've probably written the least amount of Zetia in my career over the past couple years, and I never wanted to because I really, really like this drug. I really like writing it. But remember I said when it comes to cholesterol, some of you got it and some of you don't. Well, some of us just got it. And so maybe this is why some of us have it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It looks like e-cigs are now the big thing at school. And they're saying that the use of e-cigs in high school students have tripled over 3 years. Tripled. What the hell are high school students doing with e-cigs? In a large national survey last year, 4.5% of high school students said they used e-cigs in the previous month. That's up from 1.5% back in 2011 and 2.8% in 2012. It's not known, however, how many were repeatedly using them or if they just tried it once because all their other friends did. Now, how long have e-cigs been out? 8 years. E-cigs came out on the market about 8 years ago. Remember, they use, they heat liquid nicotine into vapor, so you breathe that in instead of having the tobacco products in there, and they therefore seem less dangerous. But the problem is it still has nicotine. I've talked about how nicotine in and of itself could be an issue, paralyzing the cilia and preventing you from bronchially spewing things back out, hence getting pollutants that can unfortunately cause cancer. Now, some of you will say, well, of course e-cigs are on the rise because everybody's talking about them and it's such a big deal these days. Well, true. But I think the e-cigs are going to get more and more popular. You know, now that cigarettes are expensive, you know, what's the cost of an e-cig? I don't even know how much an e-cig costs. I want to look that up. Now, any of you know 1-877-DOC-DALI? 1-877-DOCDALI and the cartridges. But, you know, now that cigarettes are getting more and more expensive, it may dissuade people from smoking, but you're not going to dissuade people from wanting to either get a pick-me-up or a buzz or, I don't know, a stimulation, whatever. Caffeinated drinks, caffeinated gum, caffeinated goodies, pills, those are big. Same thing with nicotine products. The kids are going to still do what they want to do. Right? Like Prohibition. Did that stop people from drinking? No. The CDC took a survey of 18,000 high school students. They found 13% of high school students recently smoked regular cigarettes. About 23% used some sort of tobacco product, including chew, e-cigs, hookahs. All right. And now the high school rate of 4.5%, the adult rate for e-cigs is lower. Apparently, high school students are more on average using e-cigs than adults. So that's kind of interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interesting. They said kids are growing faster today. And I guess they blame it or attributed it to technology. A majority of parents in a recent poll admitted that they are concerned their children are growing up too fast. 77% blaming the web. All right. Now, the parents reveal 70% of the children age 12 or under are on the internet unsupervised. This was a survey from the security firm Bullguard. Okay? More than 2,000 parents with children age 8 to 12 were asked questions about their children, their habits and behaviors. Half of parents said they feel pressured to buy their children the latest gadgets like iPad, iPhone, iPod, tablets, whatever the hell's out there. 50% let their children use the web unsupervised and download apps at the age of 10. On average, parents said they would be comfortable with the child having a Facebook account by the age of 12. Now, what are these kids being exposed to? All right. Well, you know, I mean, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos. My kids love watching Key and Peele. And they love watching videos, not sexy videos. Because I'll hear them in the rooms laughing. And I'll come in and take a look. And they don't quickly try to shut it off so I can see. They go, oh, Mom, you got to see this. And it's some guy, I guess, trying to stick his head in the ceiling fan, and then he falls down, or I don't know. There's so, what was that? The guy was trying to do something with the ceiling fan? I don't know. People falling down, and people hurting themselves, and I don't know, like the Jackass movie, that type of stuff. So at least I know my boys are doing that. If they are seeing anything risque, there better not be. But, you know, as a parent, I've been very lax with that. Why? Because my kids don't have textbooks anymore. They have to go on the computer. Everything is computerized. They're typing all their reports. They're downloading books. They're on the computer. It was very easy when the school still had textbooks because I could say computer off. I could say, all right, the computer has to be here in the living room. No computers in your room. But now that's how they do their homework. I mean, remember when we were younger? You know, our rich friends would have a television set in their room, and we only had one television set in the living room. Maybe my parents had a smaller television set in their room, but for the most part, there was one TV set. All right? And if you were rich, you could get a TV in your own room. Now, kids have their own computer set up in the room, plus a TV. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. All right, guys, we're back. I'm eating out of my little fruit cup. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Sorry to have food in my mouth. It's the honeydew. I don't understand that. Nobody really wants the honeydew. You know, I don't know if it's inexpensive or if it's just a big melon, but I really want. You know what I like in my fruit cup? I like those little baby tangerine little fishy thingies. I used to call them fishies. But you know what's really tasty is the little babies in the orange. When I was really, really younger, I used to call them fishies, and my mom didn't understand what the hell I was meaning. And they were the little baby pieces of orange within the big orange. And then my mom would get me a tangerine, and it would taste sour. And I'm like, no, that's not it. I want fishies. She's like, what the hell are you talking about? Gosh, this girl's strange. Fishies! So anyway, my sister would hand me her big orange, and I would rip the orange apart to see the little baby in there. And those were so sweet. You know what I'm talking about? They're the fishies. Right, they're the fishies. So I would like that in my fruit cup. I'll take the strawberry, though the strawberries in this fruit cup is a little soggy. And then I like kiwi. Definitely put kiwi into my fruit cup until I have diverticulosis. I could have some kiwi. Those are like the fish. Oh, and even some blueberries. I understand our fruit cups. Oh, you know what I can't stand about the fruit cups? Somebody cuts a half of a slice of orange and they stick it in there. It's like you even don't even care about the fruit cup. You don't even care. You're just taking pieces of orange. You're stringing off some of the white stuff and then you're just cutting it in half and sticking the halves in the fruit cup with a bunch of honeydew. That's not a fruit cup. Get a clue, people. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Nearly all obese people are in denial about their size. And 90% of people do not think they have a weight problem because now bigger size is normal. For those of you who want to know why I'm in a good mood, I went down a dress size. I did. I'm like, see, I'm almost in the single digits. I am almost in the single digits. See, gotta get that tushy small. I gotta get my tushy smaller. I gotta get my tushy smaller, but it's gonna be a small tushy. No, it'll never be small tushy. I know that Kim Kardashian thing. I had no idea you could get that much publicity and make that much money having a big butt. I got a big butt. I didn't even think about that. I don't think I would, you know, make you guys watch, you know, see me do that. But, you know, everybody's looking at Kim Kardashian's butt. Like, I got a big butt. When do I get to make millions of dollars? I have a big butt. I've always had a big butt. I was made fun of at school. Dolly with the big butt. Dolly with the big boobs. I got a big boobs and I got big butt. I'm not making millions of dollars. Man. Anyway. Now, I don't know. I would have never showed my butt. I don't know. I think I've scared anybody who's ever seen me naked enough. I don't want to scare people, all right? But I would like to make $1 million one day. That would be nice. Anyway, cancer research survey found that fewer than 10% of people who are clinically obese, they accept the fact that they got a weight problem. 11% of obese women actually acknowledge, I'm obese. Yeah. 7% of men correctly judge their weight. All right? But 90% really didn't think they had an issue. That is very, very interesting. They said those who knew who had a BMI of between 30 and 39.9 made a person obese were more likely to define themselves as such. But only 10% of people knew what their body mass index should be and that their body mass index was high. The rest of us are like, I'm good. Now, why is that? Okay, I mean, are we dumb? No, we're not dumb. I made the same mistake. I knew I was gaining weight when I started gaining weight. I had to switch my birth control and then everything just went downhill from there. And, you know, I almost needed a hysterectomy and we finally got the hormones right. So I didn't need the hysterectomy, but I packed on 30, 40 pounds like nothing. I kept running pregnancy tests. I kept, you know, my husband's like, well, it couldn't have been me. And I don't know, it was ridiculous. Like, what is wrong with me? What is wrong? So I knew something was wrong, but I didn't think I was obese. Because when I looked in the mirror, you turn and you move your eyes and you shift until you like what you see. That's what we do. We don't like to look at ourselves when we don't think we look good. So we'll move to the way we look. Plus, if there was a picture that looked bad, I would throw it out saying, that's not me. If there was a picture that made me look skinny, I'd say, yeah, that's me. So a lot of us do that. Now, you know, somebody could say, well, that's psychologically healthy because you're not getting depressed. You're not freaking about your weight. You have a lot of self-confidence. You have. And, you know, it's interesting because I have to do some filming. You know, for a TV show next week, and I'm not the weight I want to be. But if I think about that, I'm not going to walk in there with confidence, you know, feeling sexy and vibrant and all that. I'm going to be like, oh gosh, I'm heavy. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm this. So I need to tell myself I'm not that bad. I'm not that bad to get my confidence up. All right. Now, as a doctor, when I have patients, you know,
having difficulty, you know, understanding reality, and you know, having difficulty with an inferiority complex, you know, I tell them to do the following. I go, okay, first of all, let's set some goals, okay? Let's set some goals such that if you do reach a mini milestone in that goal, you could already feed on that for your confidence. I dropped 5 pounds. All right, not bad. Not bad. Okay? You know? Family members go, oh, I can totally see it. I can totally see it. Oh, I can totally see it. Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. Okay, good. However, you got to be careful. You don't want somebody saying, oh, yeah, I totally see it. You look like you lose weight. And then they go, oh, okay, well, I had 2 brownies today, so I could keep eating the brownies. So you want to be careful with that. But what I recommend is you set yourself some goals. Okay? By the end of November, I want to lose 6 pounds. Don't say 10. It's too hard at this point. I want to lose 6 pounds by the end of November. Now, let's say you lose 4. All right, are you going to be happy with that? Are you not going to be happy with that? So make sure it's a realistic goal so you don't get depressed, because then you're going to get depressed and eat like crap in December. But set yourself some goals, okay? I am going to work out a little bit more. I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. So if you're setting yourself some goals and keeping up with those goals, that's going to help. If you are about to go into a photo shoot, if you're about to go whatever, luckily photographers are amazing. They could do angles. I have had pictures taken of me where I'm like, whoa, that's not even me. So a lot of times if you have a good photographer, they will be like, oh, you look good. Oh, that is gorgeous. Oh, that is gorgeous. Don't ask to look, because if you look, you're going to freak out. Because I'm like, oh, no, that's not gorgeous. That's horrible. Ugh. You know, you could do confidence boosters anytime you want. I mean, look at how we talked about the vacation press story. Apparently there was a doctor that does a certain injection. It's a secret. He doesn't tell us what's in it. But he does an injection that'll give you a fuller bust by about a cup, cup and a half, that'll last a few days to get you through the weekend. So people always need confidence boosters. Makeup. Makeup is a confidence booster. Have any of you guys seen me without my makeup? No, and I will never let you see me without my makeup. It is hideous. So I put makeup on as a confidence booster. Is that realism? Am I being realistic? Do I really look the way I do with makeup on? I feel I do. I feel like the makeup me is how I really look. And the non-makeup me is just a six-hour lapse in my being dressed because I have to sleep without my makeup on. See what I mean? So, you know what? We do it all the time. And if that's what gets us to work, and if that's what, you know, makes us, you know, feel lovey-dovey, you know, with our spouse, if that's what gives us the confidence to do what we're doing, great. Where it's a problem is when we don't think we're overweight, and now you start packing on more weight. And now you start packing on more weight. So doctors will say, okay, well, you know what? Here's your BMI, and you fall here. And people are like, oh, forget the BMI chart. The BMI chart is stupid. The BMI chart is stupid. I get that all the time. The BMI, yeah, I don't like the BMI chart because I don't like where I fall either. You know, you have the yellow, you have the green, then you have the orange, and I'm like, wait a second here. Okay, you know, no. No orange, please. So, you know, when it comes to that, you know, you're going to have people, because, again, they're going to block, they're going to repress. I mean, it takes a lot of psychology. Weight Watchers knows how to do it. A lot of these, you know, these fitness clubs, they know how to do it. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alive. Alright.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, developing stories that we're watching is how the Nebraska hospital that treated two other Ebola patients is planning to take on a third patient, even though everybody else thus far far has left the hospital and been healthy and doing well. We have an Ebola patient coming in. He is a nationalist from, I believe he's Sierra Leone, where he's a surgeon working. He is not a U.S. citizen. He, I believe, is a legal resident, married to a U.S. citizen. They're going to bring him back to the United States to treat him. This is stirring up a lot of controversy. We talked about this in the first hour. Should we have an off-site facility, you know, that is overseen by the CDC? You know, do we bring the medicine or the treatment there and treat them there? You know, what's the best? You know, I do, as an American, want to take care of my fellow Americans, so I'm for taking care of our own. But I also don't want to put any more people at risk that don't have to be, especially since 2-3 days ago, people have been dancing in the streets saying, yay, we're Ebola free. So we'll keep you posted on that. Other stories we're going to be talking about over the next few days are firefighters and them having, you know, pretty bad issues when it comes to sleep. We're also going to talk about how smokers in cars, if you're, you know, relative or friend is sitting there smoking in the car, you are a lot more at risk than you would think. And then, you know, why are women working out? There was a study that looked at women gaining weight while working out. So, you know, as the show progresses, we'll get to as many stories as we can. Now, a judge in Florida has allowed a vegan mom who defied a doctor's orders to regain custody of her infant son. I don't know if you remember this case. Back in June, police in Castleberry, I'm not sure where this is, I have to look it up, charged Sarah Markham with neglect and took away 2-week-old Caleb. The charges came after a pediatrician diagnosed Caleb as dehydrated and underweight and told mom to take him to the hospital immediately. Instead, the mom bought soy formula to supplement her breast milk. When she didn't show up at the hospital, police came to her house, and she told them she wanted a second doctor's opinion and stressed that she did not want to her son getting formula from animal products. Today, a Seminole County judge granted her custody again, with the provision that she provide a nutritionist report in 10 days. There's no case, there's no abuse, there's no neglect. There's simply a doctor who has been challenged by a mother, and he didn't like it. This is according to the family, not the judge. This is the grandfather. The child has been with his grandparents since he has been taken out of his mom's custody. Is now at about 17 pounds, still on soy formula. Criminal neglect charges are still pending. Her attorney, Mark O'Mara, who defended George Zimmerman, says he expects they will be dismissed now. This is interesting. Okay, babies and soy formula. We've known babies to do okay, you know, when it comes to, you know, soy formula. We've known, you know, babies that have milk allergy, et cetera, that can't take the breast milk, that can't take, you know, we've been able to feed babies you know, I don't think I'm worried about the vegan issue. Okay, I don't know if I'm worried about that. Ideally, I want the baby to get breast milk. And it looked like the baby was getting breast milk, but the mom wasn't making enough. Now, at the 2-week mark, a baby is supposed to regain the birth weight. Babies will lose weight when they come out of the womb. They get dehydrated because they're not in the amniotic sac. They don't feed as regularly as they did when they were hooked up to the umbilical arteries, right, of the mama, and hooked up to the placenta. They move more. Now they got room to move. They cry, they kick, they don't know what the heck is going on. So you have more movement, you have dehydration, and less food. So little infants will naturally go below birth weight. Okay? My kid, first one was like 6'10". He dropped down to 6'2", the first week. Okay? However, if the pediatrician can tell that the baby's hydrated and that the baby is urinating enough, stooling, okay, there are signs of dehydration. We can feel also the anterior fontanelle. It's that soft spot. You know, baby soft spots, you got to be careful. That's where the brain or the skull is fusing. And it's a very, very soft spot that you really have to protect because there's only soft structures between that and the brain. But we could tell if it's really, really depressed, you know, sucked in. That's a sign of dehydration. There's ways to tell with the baby. The issue I have with this is if a pediatrician says the child is dehydrated and to take him to the hospital to get some fluids and she refuses, that yes, he does have to notify authorities because he has to act on behalf of the baby. All right. Now, I don't know, like, according to the grandfather, was this really about they got into a fight about vegan diets and soy formula as opposed to infant formula, and he just said, I'm just going to call the police willy-nilly? Or did he really call the police because the baby was significantly dehydrated? So even though, thank God, it sounds like the baby's good, I'm not sure how old the baby is now. If the baby's 17 pounds, it's hard to tell. Babies should usually regain their birth weight by 2 weeks. They should be at least double their birth weight at the six-month mark and at least triple their birth weight at the one-year mark. All right? And that's how we know a baby is doing, you know, is growing and you know, one of the signs we use. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if I saw a baby dehydrated, I don't care whether they're vegan or you know, non-vegan or whatever, if there's some issues and I want the baby to get fluids, I'm going to make the recommendations. And I am going to have to act to help the baby. But what do you do with a parent that, let's say, doesn't want to give a baby medication or doesn't want to give a baby a transfusion? You know, laws in certain states allow the hospital to just take over because they need to save the baby's life. And this is a very, very touchy subject for a lot of parents, especially as it's circled around the vaccines. You know, do parents have a right to unvaccinate their child? Okay? And it's something that's still controversial and going back and forth. And I know a lot of parents that refuse to vaccinate. They have a healthy baby. They don't want to stick something into the baby. Now, the reason why a lot of us let that go and would not let go what happened with two-week-old Caleb is because you have a dehydrated kid at the risk of dying right there in front of you. You could, you know, you have a case to call the police if the kid doesn't go to the hospital, et cetera, mom doesn't take him. But you have a healthy kid that's kicking and smiling and whatever, and mom is telling the nurse not to inject that kid with five shots, you know, it's a harder fight to fight as a doctor. I know the good that vaccines do. I know the safety of vaccines. But I'm also a mom, and I understand why moms are scared. So a lot of, obviously the states let slide if parents don't want to vaccinate and want more natural ways of, you know, kids getting chickenpox naturally, et cetera, which is getting harder to do, you know, but if it comes to the kid needs a transfusion and the parents don't want to because of religious beliefs, et cetera, and that kid is going to die, you know, we as doctors and hospitals, we take care of the kid. We have to, because the kid has no say in the matter, and we have to assume that the kid wants to be alive. But it's tough because there's a lot of religions out there that really don't want the blood of somebody else in you. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, religious beliefs that center around, no, you don't take a man-made pill. You cure yourself with what God gives you, and I understand that. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, I'm an MD. So, you know, I only know my art. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Take me down. Take me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
From the makers of Locket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Locket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at LocketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. LocketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.